Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Good morning. Good morning. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. I'd like to welcome everyone on Facebook Live and those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. He is an on-time God. And we want to thank you for joining the service today and pray that you receive a blessing. My son Joshua is going to come up and read our opening scripture, and we will get started.
Today's reading will be coming from Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. With all praying also for us, that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, in which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer everything.
Thank you, son. Wow. Redeeming the time. That is our title for today. I don't know about you, but we need to redeem the time that we in. Before we get started, let's go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, is once again that we come and we thank you for this privilege and opportunity to hear from you today. My prayer is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When we read these scriptures from Colossians chapter 4, verse 3 to 6, we see that God is telling us that we need to redeem our time. Wow. Whenever we think about redeeming something, we're taking advantage of that opportunity. Jesus has given us life, and he has given us a certain amount of time that he has allotted each and every one of us. And he tells us to redeem the time. Have you ever been given an opportunity where someone say, hey, you have this amount of time to do something, but then you never did it? You have wasted your time. You got busy and you didn't focus on redeeming that opportunity. Well, God doesn't want you to feel like that. He wants you to redeem that time that you have left. And I love this scripture here, and we want to break it down. It's only four scriptures, verses here, and we want to take a look at. Let's look at verse 3. It says, with all praying for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Wow. Well, the first thing I wanted you to know, that they were asking for prayer. It says, pray for us that God will open a door of utterance. I'm telling you that whenever you pray for opportunity to witness for Christ, he will give you that opportunity. And we need to be ready to go into that opportunity so that we can proclaim the name of Jesus. So I'm telling you, everything that we do should be bathed with prayer, because it prepares us for the task that's ahead. It says to speak the mysteries of Christ. What is the mysteries of Christ? Is that one, have died for our sins, and he rose again the third day for our sins, and then we can come to him and be saved. The mysteries of Christ. It's not keeping the law. Matter of fact, we can't keep the law. Matter of fact, the law is our schoolmaster. So the mystery is that now we can receive salvation simply by believing in the finished works of Jesus Christ. And I love this because...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministersoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.